Okay. My name is Kofi Ramos and welcome to my KC podcast. Today I am with Angela Ajika. I hope I got the name right. So Angela, please introduce yourself to the audience.
Hello audience, my name is Angela. I am a very big four-headed girl. I'm Ghanaian. Working as an agriculturist. Only child prompted by grandma.
Ooh.
I think that's enough information for one day.
So
nice to meet you.
Yep, so welcome again, Angela. So Angela and I have a passion for dancing, so she is a good kizomba dancer, I mean salsa dancer, and I'm a good kizomba dancer. So that's where we met, and then we are on a call and I just decided to like get into her life. So she's into a Greek, and then let's see how far this conversation goes. So Angela, what do you want to talk about? Mind you, we don't have any notes or anything prepared for this conversation. I'm just trying to get into her life and into her soul to see what I can get out of it. So Angela, let's go. So what do you want to talk about? Tell us about
work. You would have to use a juicer. So I want to use the last
one. So tell us about work. How is work?
Work is fun. It's like a hobby for me because it's what I actually love, want to do. So it's okay. I don't really see it as I don't really call it work. I'm just living. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. I think that means that you are working in something you have passion for, right? So if I'm not mistaken. So what does your day to day look like? Let's say on a weekday, Monday, it's time to start work. You wake up. What does it look like? Is this too much information to ask?
Okay, so in the world of agriculture, we are dealing with nature. So there's nothing like weekdays, weekends, 9 to 5, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You can go any angle, just like how we know nature to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can only manipulate it to a point, but it has its own way. That being said, my work is hybrid. There are days I'm working remotely, there are days I'm going to different parts of the country, depending on what work needs to be done in those regions.
Okay.
So yeah, I may be here right now, then tomorrow I'm going to somewhere in Bulu East.
Okay.
And the next 2 weeks I might be somewhere in Akram Plains, somewhere in Upper West, something like that. So that's how it goes.
Or out of the country too, because I saw last time you were at a seminar or something, if I'm not mistaken. So what takes you out of the country? Is it just for fun or is that also work?
Well, that can be here or can be outside.
Okay.
But is those are my career building. Like I'm trying to learn more, upgrade myself. And so there are maybe a summit, a forum, an event, something of the sort that I involve myself in, and then happens to be outside or inside or wherever, beside and whatever.
and whatever. Great. So what are the challenges you face in your line of work?
I've always said that I loved it when I worked in the greenhouse the most. Because working with plants, they don't stress you. they tell you what they need by their features or their body parts. You look at the living and tell what's missing. Sorry,
give me a minute. So we went for a break, so we are continuing. So we were talking about how you love working in your greenhouse, and I was asking you what's the most challenging part in your line of work.
Yeah, so if I was saying working with plants or animals, very easy business. But working with humans is so complex and whatever. So yeah, working with humans is a challenge. It's not so terrible because I understand why it's a challenge, and it's normal that it's a challenge because everyone is unique, like as their temperament, personalities, background, perception, whatever. So bringing all of that to one place can be challenging sometimes, but that's okay. The other side of the work is bittersweet. Sometimes traveling a lot is not pleasant. Sometimes traveling too is pleasant. So that side of it, and also it's nature. You can in agriculture, you can do everything right sometimes, and then something just happens, right? There could be some pest infestation, there could be flood, there could be anything. So those are the things, you know, sometimes that gets you down, but we move.
Great. So now I'm flipping a card. That's, we've seen your professional side. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about dancing. Tell me, how did you start dancing?
Okay, that's a cool one. So let's keep it in this frequency. Don't go any further. So how I started dancing was just a shift in my mindset, I think. For a long time, I've been longing for something that lets me get loose, even when I was in school. So though I did a gig, I went for a dance course one time. I gave up. Is it performing arts or something like that? Just to get loose, I really tried. But there wasn't it. I thought that would be it, but it wasn't, because it's very technical. You write IAs, you do exams, so straight and technical. But that was fun, in a sense. And then I used to go to Abiko all the time, just sit there, sip a cocktail and go back. I was like, no, I have to do that. So it was part of last year's things I wanted to do. I had it on my vision board. I wanted to achieve that year. So I just sitting there. That day I went to the office. I just sitting there. I was like, I'm going to dance today. I don't care. Just randomly. And maybe it rained that day, but I was like, no, I'm going to dance. So I went there. It wasn't working so well because the floor, no one is treating you like a newbie. They're just going with it. So I realized, no, I need to take lessons. So I went for personal lessons, one-on-one for some time, then continued on, and then here we are.
Oh, how long did you have the lesson for? Is it a week, 1 month, 3 months?
I was very consistent for like 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Then the trainer had to travel, then I had to travel. By the time it just never came back. So I did the rest of the lessons on the dance floor, I guess.
Oh, I feel like that's the best way to... Like for me, when it comes to like, I dance Kizomba, you do a lot of salsa, right? So for me in Kizomba, I feel like the more you do dance, the more you learn. And even if after I personally took some private classes too for like 2 months, but I learned a lot by myself on the dance floor. So I feel like that's the best way to dance in case other people want to learn. So yeah, so
that's true.
Yeah. But one that I've not been able to learn is salsa because I feel it's too energetic for me. What do you have to say about that?
I won't go into that because I need to eat cake, two balls before I go into this conversation with you.
Why?
It's not as if you can't, you don't want to.
Oh, really?
You are anti-salsa, you are whatever, you are just against us.
I'm not actually against salsa. Actually, when I was younger, I used to take salsa classes. I just find Kizomba much more... What will I say? People don't come for me. It's just a personal, it's a personal preference, right? I feel Kizomba is much more slower, much more nicer. The music is much more soothing to me than salsa. But in Ghana, a lot of people do dance salsa. So
you are a very sensual person. That's just it.
Yeah, probably. Well,
yeah.
So what else do you want to talk about? So we've done professional life, you've done dancing, salsa. What other hobbies do you have? Aside from giving us morning quotes every morning on your WhatsApp status. Don't worry, I have a number, so I usually see what she posts. So yes, influential person. What other hobbies do you have?
Other hobbies, I like beach and I like watching the sky.
Oh.
I like stargazing. I follow the moon patterns.
What do you mean by you follow the moon patterns? Can you dive further into that?
So I like watching the sky, the night sky. So everything that goes on, a lot of the things that goes on, not everything. Like probably the face of the moon, the planets that are visible at different times of the year, the stars and the alignments and all of that. I'm not into the whole zodiac. I understand it, but I'm not, you know, too much into it. But I do appreciate watching the night sky. One of my things to do, or I must do before I die, so help me God, is to see the northern light.
Oh, really?
So I really love watching the sky. I love beaches. So that's another thing.
Interesting. So Let me say you have a choice to choose between books and movies. Which one would you go for?
When I was younger, probably movies, now books.
No, what's the latest book you read, or what are you reading now?
I'm reading Mastery by Robert Greene.
Oh, okay, Robert Greene is good. Although I'm not a big reader, like there are some books that I'm usually like a self help person genre kind of thing, because that's one thing I struggle a lot with, like discipline and this one. So those are the line of books I read. What about you?
Like books, sort of self help, but something that is, I don't know whether there's a category for it. Anything that just triggers you, makes you think. I like deep thoughts and all that. So,
So you don't do romance like any other people.
Oh,
like...
No.
Okay, that's great. So, who's your favorite musician?
That'd be tough. In Ghana, King Promise.
Why King Promise?
I like the guy who can sing. So even after him, I might say Kodjo Enchi. I like guys who can sing. So
you don't like rappers?
I don't hate them, but it's our preference, right?
That's true.
So then internationally, I may go for Dapi and John Billion.
Okay, I know John Billion. I don't know Dapi. That's something you have to look out for, but. Yeah, ever since I started listening to Kizomba, I just do Kizomba songs, like they've taken over my life. Great, so we've delved into almost everything. What else do you want to go into? We are coming up on time. I like to keep these talks very short, 11 to 15 minutes. Yeah, 11 minutes. What extra do you have for us, or what do you want to tell people?
I've noticed that generally there seems to be a lot of tensed energy, and people feel pressure, people feel a lot of unhappiness, a lot of people on edge, generally, not everybody, but there's that energy around. And so I would want to say people should take deep breaths, okay? The problems are there. There's nothing new under the sun. Sometimes you think you're the first, or it's the first time it's happening, but it isn't. And everything passes. Just dance with time and remember all that you've been through and you survived. And just breathe. Deep breaths really help. So, that's just it. Easy.
Great. Great advice from Miss Angela Jika. I'll probably, if you want people to follow you, you have to drop your social media handles, as if you want to, or you want to just be in your corner, enjoy, and then be posting stuff on your status for us to see. So what do you want to do? Do you want people to follow you?
I'm going to.
Yeah, still thinking about it. Don't worry. I will have show notes for the recording. So if you want it, I can just link for you. Anyways, that's Miss Angela Jika, and she's into agric, and she's giving us 12 minutes of her life to talk about everything that she does and everything she goes into. So thank you very much. I've been Kofi Ramos, and this is another episode of Foscast. See ya. Bye.